Okay, you want to hear something really dumb? Okay, let me paint the picture for you. The mayor of, how do you say this, Wausau?
Wausau,
Wisconsin. The mayor. I was with this for a minute. I was watching the story. They have a new ordinance where you can't throw snowballs anywhere. Here's some of the audio. Listen. Wait, where is it? 23. I'm sorry.
Snowballs are lumped in with missiles. Can't throw those. Rocks. Makes sense. Arrows, sure. But snowballs, yeah, you cannot throw them on public property. So not on sidewalks, not on city streets or at school. If you do, you could be fined.
That's the anchor and WCCO in Minneapolis. So I was watching the story. I was like, you know, whatever. This kind of crap is happening all the time.
Yeah, but not up there, man. I've been to that city. There's nothing to do but throw snowballs.
So then I saw the pic. Then the mayor came on. And I said, oh, this is why. This guy's been thrown in lockers, beaten up, punched, snowballs by six jocks throwing snowballs at him all at once. Mm-hmm. Dodgeball, he was the first one out.
Now he's in a position of power.
Didn't get picked for any team, probably got bullied out of his lunch money. He's had to eat dirt. You know, I mean, this is the kind of mayor this guy is. Listen to how serious he is about the snowball issue.
It's really in the interest of public safety.
You're so full of crap.
It is?
If I were a psychologist, I'd tell you right now how full you are of crap.
Right?
It's really in the interest of public safety. A lot of it is just consideration and common sense.
Shut
up. Oh, knock it off.
Now, I would assemble a bunch of kids and go over there and strike the mayor with as many snowballs as I could.
Some of my best childhood memories are of making snowballs and getting in snowball fights with my friends.
Yeah, you put them in the freezer overnight so they get real hard.
No. Now, the story gets even better now, because let's leave the actual story for a moment and go to the reporting portion of it.
Oh, no.
This is the anchor, and of course, you know, anchors got to have a female and a male.
Yeah.
So the female's just kind of nodding her head like they always do on local news stations, and this is her response to the story, speaking to the male anchor.
The police department says, look, we have never fined anybody or ticketed anybody for throwing a snowball.
What's going on in Wausau where you have projectiles in your snowballs and missiles?
No, so because remember they said, oh, you can't have missiles, you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have snowballs. That's the part of the story that...
In the law books and ordinances and laws, projectiles and missiles is the way to describe anything that can hurt.
I mean, right.
But she thinks that somebody put missiles...
in the snowballs.
And she said this live on the air. And this isn't like TV Wausau or whatever.
Right.
This is Minneapolis. This is like a big market. So here we go.
The police department says, look, we have never fined anybody or ticketed anybody for throwing a snowball.
What's going on in Wausau where you have projectiles in your snowballs and missiles?
Yeah. Not in the snowballs. It's just separate
stuff. Oh, I see.
So it just got lumped in the...
He's like,
is this chicken what I have, or is this fish?
The poor guy is trying to defuse the stupid that just happened.
You know he just wants to side-eye, like, slow turn and look at her?
Oh, no. Dude, this was so embarrassing. And this brings me back to 5 years ago when that plane crashed in San Francisco.
Oh,
because nothing will ever top major market TV talent doing the dumbest things. She's just handed the names of the pilot, the co-pilot, and the engineer aboard this flight that crash-landed.
And an intern probably wanted to be funny.
And here's what happened.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee Fuck, and Bang Ding Ow. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what...
We are surrounded.
Oh, my God.
Stacy in the morning.
Dangerously, dangerously wrong.
On 105.9 Sunny FM.